Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Report within these last hours. The whereabouts of China's defense minister have been called into question as he has not been seen in public for almost 2 weeks. This is the Independent reporting out of London. Rumors about General Li Shangfu going missing from the public eye have come after President Xi Jinping replaced a number of top Chinese government officials, including, and then there's the long list, the foreign minister, two generals, and more. We welcome Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute, who on occasion sends me another missing Chinese dignitary with his picture, and the mystery is not solved. Charles, a very good day to you. You are my missing in action reporter. These disappearances, we can presume that there's no end to them. There's a large apparatus that can be disappeared. Is this unusual, or is this something that we've seen before in the Chinese governance? People just wander off and we never know their end. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I mean, it's unusual that people, senior ministers of the Chinese government, suddenly drop off the edge of the earth with no explanation. I mean, we've lost the foreign minister. We've lost the minister of defense. We've lost the former minister of defense, who was the head of the rocket force. How many ministers are going to be left? And then there's also, strange coincidences. For example, the disappearance of the head of the rocket force and the head of the Ministry of Defense occurred at the same time as China stopped sending airplanes circling Taiwan for 9 days. Is there a connection? We don't really know. But I think ultimately these people are all Mr. Xi's people who came into power, were brought into power after he entered his third term of leadership earlier this year. So none of them have been in their offices for very long, and all of a sudden have disappeared. If there was some, corruption reason or some other reason, then one presumably they would have been aware of this before they changed their senior position and raised them up. If we see something like Ding Shuixiang, who is the former head of Mr. Xi's general secretary's office, who was suddenly promoted into the standing committee of the Politburo, disappear, then we'll know that the progress of successively getting closer and closer to Mr. Xi himself in terms of removals is happening. There are rumors about Mr. Ding, but, they're utterly unsubstantiated. But it would be a sign that this is following a pattern. I think what country suddenly has its foreign minister and its minister of defense disappear if there aren't serious issues inside the leadership of that country?
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, just to emphasize something that you mentioned, both the foreign minister and the Minister of Defense were appointed to their posts this year, which shows a rapid churn in the Chinese leadership. It also shows that probably Xi Jinping was responsible. We know Xi Jinping was responsible for Qin Gong's rise, the foreign minister. And we can assume the same is true for Li Shangfu, the defense minister. This really is an indication that Xi Jinping is losing power fast. It's not conclusive evidence, but certainly it points in that direction. Your comments?
Yes, I think that, what other explanation can there be than there are serious problems in his government? And, let's bear in mind that all these are happening at the earlier stage of his third term in office, a term in office that most members of the party and the public feel he should not have had, that he should have followed the convention of retiring from the senior leadership after 10 years or two terms of office. So I think that within the Chinese Communist leadership, there is a lot of dissatisfaction with Mr. Li along a lot of dimensions. And the fact that he, you know, has apparently declared himself to be emperor for life, in effect, and is surrounding himself with people who have been close to him as associates in the earlier stages in his career, is indicative of legitimate discontent within the Chinese Communist Party leadership, combined with the general failure of Mr. Li's economic and foreign policies. It does suggest that, you know, his position may not be as strong as he makes it out to be.
Xi Jinping is an admirer of Chairman Mao, and Maoism has been mentioned as something that he is exploring, recommending people eating bitterness, which was from the Cultural Revolution. And I've read recently about the Red Guard, so my education on this is fresh, Charles. But as I recall, one of the explanations for the Cultural Revolution was that Mao felt he was being closed in on by his immediate counselors, the people around him. And it was a way of seizing control of the party again when he was aging. Is that a possible explanation here, that these disappearances strengthen Xi Jinping because he's consolidating power and they don't weaken him because he's lost control?
Well, I mean, that explanation would be sound if we were seeing people replacing those figures that have disappeared in a regularized institutional fashion. But people disappearing without any explanation does call into question why the government is not able to come up with any satisfactory explanation as to why these people were not considered suited to their post. So, you know, certainly if I was Mr. Xi, I would feel concerned about my future. And, you know, we've seen that Mr. Xi has not gone to the G20. In other words, he wasn't prepared to leave China for any protracted period of time. And, you know, there's speculation that he won't show up at the ASEAN meeting. His foreign minister, who was previously scheduled to attend the UN General Assembly at the last minute, has canceled out, and a figure of no authority in the regime is being sent in his place. There are just a lot of indications that something is wrong there. It doesn't seem to be simply about a normal consolidation of authority by a supreme strongman leader.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, I think it's fair to say that the most important developments in the world today are taking place inside China's regime. The problem is we don't know what they are. But as you point out, we know that something is wrong. These things do not happen in a normal time. And so really, how is the rest of the world going to deal with this?
Well, I think that is a good question. It does impact on normal relations with the regime if Mr. Xi is not going to be coming to ASEAN and didn't attend G20 and won't have any normal interaction with President Biden. President Biden did meet with the Premier of the State Council, Li Xiang, when he was in New Delhi. That was not reported in the Chinese news. They reported Li Xiang's other meetings with the British Prime Minister and head of the European Union, but they did not report his meeting with Li Xiang. We only found out about this because Mr. Biden said that he had met with him. So, you know, that does give you pause for concern when something so obvious as a meeting between a senior Chinese official and the U.S. president is information that's suppressed inside China. Why wouldn't Mr. Xi want the world to know that his premier met with the U.S. president when they were in New Delhi? Normally, this would be considered a plus, a junior Chinese official getting the attention of, you know, the head of the United States would be seen as something that would be sending out a message about China's importance and strength. And in fact, the Chinese public is not aware of this meeting. And whether Mr. Xi is unhappy with Mr. Li for for initiating this meeting, which apparently was the case. According to Biden, the Chinese requested this meeting. It wasn't previously scheduled. Then, you know, that could be indicative of even more problems, deeper problems than we're even seeing now.
We have about a minute, Charles, and I want to understand the PLA. These generals, two army generals, now the defense minister, are they all political actors? Are these considered war fighters? In other words, have they undermined the ability of the PLA to function, say, in a Taiwan conflict? Or are these posts something that goes to loyal communist members and not anybody who's trained on fighting a division?
Well, I mean, certainly both of the men who have disappeared, Mr. Wei and Mr. Li, are members of the Chinese Communist Party's Central Military Commission, which makes their disappearance even more ominous. As you know, clearly the Central Military Commission is a more important institution than the civil government, you know, the state council under which they would be functioning as Minister of Defense. So, you know, that does suggest something amiss. But, you know, I would imagine that just like Chinese journalists would like to be journalists and not propagandists, right, and Chinese military would prefer to be professional military and not functionaries of the Chinese Communist Party. I think that's a reasonable assumption to make, and it's a vulnerability in Mr. Xi's regime.
Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute commenting on what remains a mystery and musical chairs in China, and the end of the road is not smiles. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.